弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
首先先给大家讲一个故事。
I'll first tell you a story.
就是有一个年轻的女子。
There's a young woman.
嫁给一个年轻有为的丈夫。
And she has been married to a man, young and able.
结婚以后呢，就是彼此相爱，生活这个非常美满。
And after marriage, they have a very a good life and loving each other.
就在她结婚第五周年的纪念日的时候，她很得意地对她丈夫说。
On the fifth anniversary, she say to her husband very joyfully.
她说：“哎，我非常幸福啊。”做了你的妻子。
I'm so happy to be your wife.
你真是一个模范青年。
You are a model man.
不过我还要求你再做一件事。
But if I can ask just one more thing.
如果你要肯答应的话，我就更满意了。
If you can do it, I'll be even happier.
她丈夫就说：“那是什么事呢？”
And her husband asked, "What is that thing?"
她说：“这五年了，你还没有信耶稣。如果你要信了耶稣呢，做了基督徒呢，我就更满意了。
For the past 5 years, you haven't believed in Jesus. If you can believe in the Lord, then I'll be even happier."
她丈夫就说：“哎呀，我差点忘记了，你还是基督徒呢。
”The husband replied, "I almost forgot that you are a Christian."
对，就是说，不过我要问你们基督徒杀不杀人呢
？I want to ask that if Christians commit murder.
她说：“那当然不杀人了。
”The wife replied, "Surely that we do not commit murder."
她说：“那你们基督徒这个放不放火呀？”
The husband further asked, "Do you set house on fire?"
她说：“你怎么能问这个问题？我们当然不放火了。
”And the wife replied, "Yet no, that we definitely don't set house on fire."
她这个先生又说：“哎，你们基督徒偷不偷人的东西呢？”
And the husband keep asking that, "Do you steal from others?"
他说：“我当然不偷人的东西了。
”The wife said that, "No, we don't steal from others."
他那个先生因为说：“哎，你们基督徒说不说假话呀？”
And then he asked that, "Do Christian tell lies?"
哎，他愣了一下，他说：“这个有时候不得已的话，都要说一两句了。”
And the wife replied, "Yeah, sometimes if we have to, we tell just one or two lies."
这个她丈夫现在就问了，说：“哎。”你想想看，我问了你的许多，你都和我发现你和我其实是一样的。
And I ask you many things, then Christian is just like me.
说你不杀人不放火，我也不杀人不放火。
You don't commit murder or set house on fire. I didn't do either.
你不偷人的东西，我也不偷别人的东西。
You don't steal. I don't steal.
你有时候说一两句谎话，我有时候也说一两句谎话。
You sometimes tell a few lies, and I do too.
说。那我和你有什么区别呢
？What is the difference between us？
所以那信主和不信主有什么区别呢
？What is the difference between Christians and non-believers？
既然我们没有什么分别，那我们为什么要去信主呢
？If there's no difference, why do I need to believe in the Lord？
所以他太太听了这个话以后就非常伤心。
And the wife feel very hurt after this conversation。
就跑到这个楼上呢，就关起门来在那这个痛哭。
So she went upstairs and cried。
她实际上是跪在主的跟前上痛哭，人认罪痛哭。
She knelt before the Lord and cried。
但是她这个先生不知道，听见楼上哭，然后就跑到上面说，因为得罪了，说哎呀，实在对不起，对不起。
Yeah, the husband feel that he has offended her, so he went upstairs and say, "I'm really, really sorry."
这请你来原谅。
Please forgive me.
但是太太说不是，是请你来原谅我，因为我做了几年了，没有做了基督徒，没有把基督徒这个荣耀能够彰显出来。
The wife replied, actually saying that it's me who should ask for your forgiveness, because for the past 5 years, I didn't show you any difference to be a Christian.
对，结婚五年了，就这样和你结婚五年了，你竟然看不出我是一个基督徒。
And I have married with you for 5 years, you cannot see that I'm a Christian.
他说我感到很惭愧，从今天开始，我一定要靠主的恩典，能够活出这个好香味来。
And I feel so ashamed that for the future, I'll definitely try to live out the life of a Christian.
所以在过了半年以后呢，她这个在一次的聚会中，她丈夫有来做见证。
And after half a year, her husband has give this testimony.
她先生说我现在信主了，因为我看出这个信主和不信主的区别。
Now I'm willing to believe in the Lord because I can see the difference.
这个例子告诉我们，就是我们基督徒如果和不信主的没有区别。
This example tell us if we do not have any difference with non-believers，
我们就没有影响力。
Then we do not have influence，
我们就没有好的见证。
We do not have witness，
那如果没有好的见证，我们就没对别人传福音就没有效果。
If we do not have good witness, then we cannot be effective in preaching to others.
啊，我常常有人说呀，这个传福音最难呢，就是给家人传。
I often heard that it is so difficult to pass on the gospel to your own family.
啊，我想不可否认啊，给家人传，因为有一些家人确实情况比较啊特殊。
I think for some cases there are some special situations in your family.
需要我们更大的耐心和爱心。
And that demands more of our patience and love.
但是不可否认，在许多情况下呢，就是因为家人对我们最了解。
But even more often, it is because our family really know us.
所以我们的缺点和我们的弱点呢，我们家人都一清二楚。
So our shortcomings and weakness is exposed to them.
如果他们没有在我们的身上看到改变，
If they do not see the changes in our life,
那他们为什么要信呢？
Then why do they want to believe in the Lord?
所以主耶稣就通过今天的所读的经文呢，告诉我们。
And Jesus through this passage try to tell us.
说这个神拣选我们。
God chose us.
就要让我们做世上的盐
，so that we can become the salt of the world.
我们是世上的盐，我们就应该有咸的味道。
If we are the salt of the earth, then we should have our saltiness.
我们就应该来影响、来改变这个世界
，so we can influence the world.
下面我们就从今天的经文呢，来领会主对我们的心意。
Let's through this passage and try to understand God's heart.
我们先看，就是说你是我们的你们是世上的盐。
Let's see that you are the salt of the earth.
对，我们先看说，这个主说你们是。
And here say you are.
这个弟兄姐妹，这你们是谁呢？你们指的是谁呢？
Who is this you?
我们如果往前面看，就是马太福音第五章第一节了。
If we try to read the passage before in Matthew 5:1,
所以我们大家来一起来念这个第五章第一节。
Let's read together Matthew 5:1.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山。既然坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口叫他。对，这边看到就是门徒到他跟前来。
And we can see these you or these people are the disciples.
所以在耶稣呢是对这个门徒说话。
So this is the words that Jesus told his disciples.
不是法利赛人，也不是这个群众。
Not Pharisees, not the crowd.
这个耶稣对门徒说话，其实也是对我们这些跟随他的人说话。
Jesus told his disciples and also speak to us.
他当时告诉门徒，就是说是他们被拣选的目的呢，就是让他们就是这个世上的盐，就是这个世上的光。
And Jesus told them the purpose they are chosen is they can be the salt and light of the world.
那么光呢，我以后有下次会讲，今天呢我们就讲我们是世上的盐。
About light, we preach in the next passage, next message. But now we are focused on the salt.
那么我们就来读，一起来读一下这个彼得前书第二章第九节。
Let's read together, First Peter 2:9.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有军中的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是圣神的子民，要叫你们显明那乎奇妙光明中的美德，你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了主的子民。所以主从万人中拣选了我们。
So God chose us out of the people.
是对我们的恩典。
It's a grace.
所以我们被拣选了以后，我们就是我们就有军中的祭司，我们就是军中的祭司。
When we are the chosen people, we are the royal priesthood.
对，我们是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
We are a holy nation and the people belonging to God.
所以我们的身份改变了，我们就是盐。
That our identity has been changed into salt.
所以我们身份改变以后，我们的行事为人就要和我们的身份相称。
So if our identity change, that our behavior should change accordingly.
这边提到说，要教你们学应呢，招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And this passage mentioned that we need to declare the praises of Him who call you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
这就是要让我们体现出盐的咸味道的。
And this is to show your saltiness.
这个美德就是盐的味道。
And these declare the praises. The praises is the saltiness.
那么宣扬呢，就是我们的影响力。
And declare is our influence.
另外，我们从那个经文来说，我们是世上的盐。
And from the passage that we are the salt of the earth.
意思就是说，我们的本质就是盐。
That means the salt is our very essence.
所以我们不需要去做努力去做盐。
We don't need to become salt.
就像我们是这个中国人。
It's just like we are Chinese.
我们就不需要去做中国人。
We don't need to do as a Chinese.
不管你做不做，你都是中国人。
However you do things, you are Chinese.
所以你有没有听见说，当一个人失去这个中国人的特质啊，你觉得他和中国人这个身份不相配的时候，你会怎么问呢？
If you look at a Chinese who don't really behave like a Chinese and not behave according to his Chinese identity, how are you going to ask that person?
你会问说，哎，你还是不是中国人呢？
You will ask, are you still a Chinese?
你不会说，你还做不做中国人呢？
You are not going to ask, are you going to act like a Chinese?
因为我小时候，我们村子边有时候常常偶尔会看见村子里边人吵架。
When I was young, I saw this dispute in my village.
不过不知道为什么那个人吵架呢，吵到大街上去了。
All this dispute somehow happened on the street.
可能大概是因为好像在街上让人能够有一个评价。
So that the crowd can give them some judgment.
所以说在墙角两个人吵到气头上，他们就会问。
And when they are in the climax of the dispute,
吵到气头他就说，hey, 你还是不是人呢？
Are you still a man?
他们不会说你还做不做人了。
I never heard that you still act like a man.
同样的，主说我们是盐，我们就是盐。
In the same way, when Jesus said that we are the salt, we are that salt.
我们不需要去做盐。
We don't need to act like a salt.
我们不需要把装个样子把它做出来。
We don't need to pretend that we are just salt.
我们只要把盐的这个味道体现出来就可以了。
We just need to naturally express the saltiness.
当然，这个我们中国人的这个词汇，有时候做还有做好的意思。
But in the Chinese language that act maybe meaning something good.
所以说，从这个意义上来讲，说做盐做工也未尝不可。
So maybe we can say we act like salt and light.
然后我们再看，就主耶稣说你们是世上的盐。我们看世上的盐。
Let's see that Jesus said you are the salt of the earth.
那个世上也就是这个世界。
The earth is this world.
就是我们所生存生活的环境。
Where we live, the ambient around us.
主耶稣说我们是世上的盐。
Jesus said that we are the salt of the earth.
就是告诉我们我们的盐不是装在罐子里边。
That means that this is not the salt in a can.
我们的盐不是放在储藏室里边。
Not in the storage room.
我们这个盐是在这世界上。
This is the salt of the earth.
我们来要影响这个世界，要发挥作用。
We'll try to influence this world and have its effectiveness.
所以我们基督徒呢，不是说生活在过一个世外桃源的生活。
That Christians do not live in a utopia.
不是要逃离这个世界。
Not to be a recluse.
我们不可能说一个人，我们在过一个活在一个完美的一个环境里边。
That we live in a perfect environment just by ourselves.
当然，我们基督徒也不应该就是只做这个来教会报道的基督徒。
And our Christians, surely we should not be just Christians in the church.
所以每个礼拜天、每个星期天我们到教会来唱这个敬虔的诗歌。
And every Sunday we sing some pious hymns.
来听一些这个敬虔的讲道。
Hear some pious message.
我们彼此说一些敬虔的话。
And we say some very good words to each other.
好像这个就尽到我们责任了。
Then we have fulfilled our responsibilities.
但是我们蒙主这个拣选信主以后呢，其实主赐给我们这些基督的生命，成为神的儿女。
And actually, when after we are chosen, Jesus gives us this life of Christ.
但我们成为神的儿女，大家想想，主为什么没有把我们马上接聚呢？
That after we become the children of God, why that God didn't take us away from this world.
我们知道主耶稣在他受难以前呢，曾经对门徒说。
We know that Jesus before his crucifixion, he told the disciples.
我们可以来一起念的约翰福音第十四章第二节说，我去原是为你们预备地方，还有下一节。我们一起来念，我去的地方，你现在不能跟我去，后来却要跟我去。
In Gospel John 14:2, Jesus said, I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And this place that you cannot follow now, but you will follow later.
主没有接我们去，让我们在这个地上有他的目的。
God has not taken us away immediately. He has his purposes.
他告诉我们在这个世上我们还有使命。
He tells us that we have a mission in this world.
我们还有工作去做。
We have works to do.
这个主说是你们是世上的盐，就是告诉我们每一个人在这个地上都有一个使命。
Jesus tell us that we are the salt of the earth, meaning that every believer has a mission,
就是要发挥盐的作用，
that you have to express the saltiness,
来影响这个世界，
to influence this world,
来扩展神的国度，
to expand God's kingdom.
所以你作为一个身为基督徒呢，你就应该有影响力。
When you are Christians, you should influence the world.
说如果不是好的影响呢，你就会带来不好的影响。
If you do not influence in a good way, then you will influence the world in a bad way.
所以每年都有不少的这个福音组织呢举办各种各样的聚会，福音聚会。
There are many conferences each year in these gospel organizations.
有福音营，有退休会。
The gospel camps, retreat.
还有最近这个华人拆船大会。
These are mission conferences.
我不知道当你们就是参加这些聚会离开的时候有什么感觉。
When you went to these conferences, and how do you feel when you are ready to leave?
你有没有这个舍不得离开的这个感觉？
Do you feel that you are unwilling to leave?
我记得我们教会在前年举办这个退休会。
I remember 2 years ago that our church have our own retreat.
就是在退休会结束的时候呢，当时我就好像就有一种特别留恋那边的这个生活，就不想就说这怎么这么快就结束了。
At the end of that retreat, I really have this feeling I don't want to leave. How can you just end that soon?
我就在想呀，如果每天就这样住到这边该多好呀。
I start thinking that if I can live here every day, that would be really good.
你想每天早早起来，我们有早上有这个灵修，有读经。
That we have our spiritual time in the morning, we read the Bible.
然后我们又聚会，我们又唱诗歌。
And then we have meetings, and then we sing songs.
还有听这个一些这个讲道。
Then we listen to some great preaching.
弟兄姐妹还在一起有这个分享祷告。
And brothers and sisters can share and pray together.
我们还有这个一些游戏，还有活动。
We have games and activities.
还有就是你也不需要做饭，到吃饭的时候大家去吃饭。
And you don't have to cook, Daddy. When it's meal time, you just go.
这还你也不要去烦什么世界上今天这个就是说电话啦什么邮件了。
And you don't need to worry about your phone calls or emails.
我就说如果这样一直在这住下该多好。
And I often feel that if I can live just like this, it will be really good.
但是我们都知道，就是说世上没有不散的宴席。
But we also know that this, every party will be ended.
再好的聚会也都会结束。
However the meeting is, it will end sometime.
其实另外这个聚会的目的呢，就是要装备我们。
And the all the purpose of the meetings is to equip us.
要让我们通过这些聚会能够更好的来在这个世上为主做见证。
So that through these meetings we can be better witness to this world.
所以我们要做世上的盐。我们就要在世上来影响这个世界。
So that we are the salt of the earth, we need to influence this world.
这个世上的盐呢，也告诉我们，就是说我们这个功能呢，主给我们的功能是有时间限制的。
This also say that say that we are the salt of the earth, that we actually have a time limit.
你过了这个世界上这个时间呢，你就不需要这个功能了。
If you pass this time limit on this earth.Then you do not need this saltiness anymore.
所以我们不能够虚度光阴。
So we should not live in vanity.
要珍惜神所量给我们每一个人的时间。
We should cherish our time on this earth.
要珍惜神给我们在地上的这个时间，要发挥盐的作用。
We cherish our time on this earth to become to really express the saltiness.
另外这个世上的盐呢还有一个意思，就是说这个盐呢其实是很珍贵的。
Another meaning of the salt on, of this earth have another meaning. It means that it's precious.
现在盐大家都现在这盐都很便宜，可能大家都不觉得有什么稀罕了。
Salt in our modern days are very inexpensive, so you don't think it is precious.
其实在我小的时候呢，那盐呢还是非常珍贵的。
And actually, when I was young, the salt is pretty precious.
我当时在农村，我们每年所用的这个开销呢，确实不多，只有10-20块钱。
When I live in the village, that we have very small allowances, just a month that we need about a few tens of dollars.
当然，这些钱还是说你这个是养鸡用鸡蛋这个卖鸡蛋换来的。
And even these monies was by exchange of eggs.
或者养猪呢，卖猪换来的钱。
Or exchange of pork.
所以这些钱呢，不能乱花。
So this money to us is precious.
必须要买在生，就是你这个所用在你生活的必需品。
It has to be spent on the necessities.
当然，在我们那个时候就说是什么，就最基本的就是说油盐酱醋。
This is something like oil, salt, and these soy sauce and vinegar.
对。它在油盐酱醋里边呢，其实我们当时看，就是因为这个最主要的还是盐，我们就是盐我们必须要买，但其他东西呢我们都可以自己来生产。
And we think all these necessities actually for everything else we can produce in our family except salt.
所以就是说当时有些家里边确实很穷。
And it is I live in a family that's poor.
但是家里边再穷呢，盐必须要有。
But however poor we are, we need to purchase salt.
因为人都知道，我们的身体如果没有盐就不行。
That we cannot live without salt.
所以有一些家里很穷，他做菜放盐的话都放得非常这个小心，不能多放。
At the time, the salt was used very carefully during cooking.
所以盐呢，这确实是很珍贵的。
Salt is really precious that time.
如果我们再把历史往前再推两三百年
if we push the history back 200 or 300 years more,
盐更珍贵
and salt become even more precious.
我们在知道在清朝呢，它有这个官有这个叫官盐。
Actually, in the Qing Dynasty, the salt is the federal salt.
它官盐就是它的国家这个的一个专卖品，它是他们国家财政收入的一个重要来源。
It is administered by the government. It's the main financial resources for the government.
所以常常有这个盐商呢和这个官府勾结，他们来提高这个盐价。
And the salt merchants purposely raise the prices to get more money.
但是这个因为盐是必需品呢，就是再贵呢，老百姓只好买。
But the salt is so necessary that even if it's expensive, the people still have to buy it.
如果我们再把这个历史再推到这个2000多年。
If we push further back to 2,000 years ago,
就在耶稣那个时代，就盐更珍贵。
In Jesus' time, that salt is even more precious.
所以根据记载呢，罗马士兵曾经收盐作为军饷。
And actually, the Roman soldiers, their salary has been paid by salt.
因为工资，我们这英文工资叫 salary.
The term of salary is salary.
对，就是从拉丁文这个就盐这个。字的意思从这个地方来的。
It is actually derived from the Latin that means salt.
字面意思呢，就是说发给士兵让他们买盐的钱。
The meaning of salary is the money to purchase salt.
所以主说我们是盐，所以可以看见我们在主的盐里面是多么珍贵。
So when the Lord say that we are the salt of the earth, meaning that we are precious.
所以我们在这个世界呢也是珍贵的。
That we are precious in this world.
那我们再看第二个方面就是盐的功用。
And that's next we'll see the effectiveness of the salt.
盐其实有许多的用处。
Salt can be used in many ways.
如果你要在这个 Google 查说盐的用处的话，你可能有些地方说盐大概现在发觉大概有10,000多种功用。
If you look up the uses of salt in Google, you will find more than 10,000 uses.
今天我只会讲两个用处。
I'll only talk about two.
第一个就是盐有调和的作用。
First, that salt is for seasoning.
如果我们烧菜，我们煮饭，你加一点的盐就可以带出各种味道来。
And during cooking, the salt can bring up all the flavors.
就可以使整盘菜整碗汤都会变得好吃。
The entire plate, the entire soup can become more tasty.
所以我们 基督徒做盐呢，就是要以这个耶稣基督为榜样。
That we become the salt of the earth, we need to follow Jesus' model.
我们在人和人之间呢，做连结、做调和的作用。
That we will be the interactions and the seasoning in this world.
让这个世界呢更加美好。
So let this world become more beautiful.
格罗西书第四章第六节说。
In Colossians 4:6,
大家我们来一起来念。
Let's read together.
你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和。所以我们基督徒不论是在公司、在学校、在社会，都要用这个言语呢作为调和的功能。
So that our words and behavior can become the seasoning in our company, our school, and the society.
要与人和睦。
So that we can become the peacemakers.
我们作为这个和平的使者，而不是这个麻烦的制造者。
That we are the peacemakers, not the troublemakers.
很多人这个常常一生气呢，就忘记自己是基督徒了。
Many people that you forget you are Christians when you are angry.
有些人一激动就忘记了这个基督徒的身份了。
You are too excited, you forgot your identity of a Christian.
有时候会失去理智和与人吵闹。
And you lose your rationality and you dispute with other people.
或者是因为一些小事呢，就和一些人的结冤。
Maybe even you develop this hatred with other people.
但是当然有些人说呀，我实在是受不了那个人呢。
Sometimes you say that really cannot stand that person.
有些人说呀，那个环境我实在是没法忍受。
Or you say I really cannot stand that environment.
还有些人说不是我爱生气，是他惹我生气。
It's not that I like to be angry, but it's that person make me angry.
但主称我们是世上的盐。
But Jesus called us the salt of the earth.
就是要提醒我们这个基督徒的身份
is to remind us our identity as a Christian.
能够在这个世界这个不好的这个环境中，能够在这个充满竞争、名誉、利益勾心斗角的这个社会中，能够扮演一个调和的角色。
So that in this bad environment in our society, that full of fairness, status, and profit, that we can be a good mediators and seasoning for the society.
促进人与人之间的和睦
，so that we can become peacemakers.
那么马太福音第五章第九节也说
，and in Matthew 5:9 is read as
这是主说的话，我们一起来念说，世人和睦的人有福了，因为
，Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God.
如果反过来讲，我们信主成为神的儿女。
In the opposite way, if we believe in the Lord and become the children of God,
我们就应该成为世人和睦的人。
And then we should become peacemakers.
所以我们基督徒无论在家庭还是在你生活的环境中
，So the Christians in your families or in your living environment,
或者是在工作的场所、在社区，都应该成为世人和睦的人。
In your job sites, in your communities, that you should become peacemakers.
我们知道在圣经中就记载一个就是世人和睦的人的这一个例子。
The Bible actually has a good example of peacemakers.
在新约使徒行传大家记不得是谁呢？
In the New Testament, in a book of Acts, do you remember who he is?
对，有人提出是巴拿巴。
It is Barnabas.
对，那么这个巴拿巴呢，他翻译出来的这个就叫劝慰子。
The meaning of Barnabas is the son of consolation.
也就是劝慰者，世人和好。
Is the person who counsel with others and are the peacemakers.
如果我们读这《使徒行传》的话，就是说，正是因为他的劝慰和调和呢，让这刚刚信主悔改的这个扫罗，也就是保罗，能够和耶路撒冷的门徒和好。
And it is because of him that Saul or Paul can interact with the apostle at the time.
好。今天我们大家就再念这个使徒行传不是使徒行传第九章二十六二十九节，我们一起来念。
Let's read together a book of Acts chapter 9:26-28。
扫罗到了耶路撒冷，向一日门徒交流，怕他不信他是门徒，唯有巴拿巴见使徒，可参看见主怎么向他说话。他在大马色怎么放耶稣的死呢？都是说出来，于是扫罗就离开了，往
freely about Jerusalem, boldly in the name of the Jesus.
我们知道保罗在日后在外邦人传道取得了很大的成就。
We know that when Paul preached to the Gentiles, he has achieved a lot of things.
他就是与巴拿巴这个劝慰子做调和工作是分不开的。
But Paul's work is inseparable from the work of Barnabas.
其实在我们教会也有不少像巴拿巴这么一样的这个弟兄姐妹。
And actually, in our church, we may have many Barnabas among us.
如果你留心的话，你会就发现，他们就在你的周围。
If you keep notice that they're actually maybe just around you.
他们常常在幕后做默默无闻的这个探访、关怀、帮助。
Maybe they take care of people, visit people behind the scenes.
他们常常利用这个晚上的时间，或者是周末或者有时候需要的话，也是在周间。去这个帮助关怀有需要的人。
And they use all possible time, night or during the weekends or daytime that they try to help others.
所以希望我们每一个人呢都是这个劝慰子。
That we, I hope that every one of us can become the son of consolation.
能够做调和的工作。
That we can become do the mediation work.
能够说造就人的话，行造就人的事。
And we can build up our brothers and sisters.
能够成为荣神义人的器皿。
And we can glorify God and help other people.
那么我们再看一下盐的这个第二个功能。
Let's see the second effect of salt.
盐有防腐的功能。
The salt is against corruption.
当耶稣说这个基督徒是世上盐的时候呢，他同时也指出我们这是一个腐化的世界。
When Jesus said that salt can be a preservative, it also means that it can be used against the corruption in this world.
我们知道这个时代在向前，那么社会也在向前。
We know that the time and the society has become more modern.
人们的这生活呢是比以前提高了。
We actually have a better living standard.
社会呢越来越发达。
And we have a more achievement in this society.
就是实际上是科技越来越发达。
The technology has become better.
但是呢，罪恶呢并没有减少。
But sin does not decrease.
实际上就是你看，有许多就是越来越腐化，好多事情。
Actually, there are more corruptions happen among us.
是那个有些我们那个道德标准呢就越来越低。
And our moral standards have been lower.
你看看美国，现在这个同性恋呢不仅是越来越公开。
And in a U.S., actually, the gay marriage has become public.
并且这个趋向于这个合法化。
It become legal.
这个婚前同居的人呢越来越多。
And the living together before marriage has become more popular.
离婚率呢也越来越高。
The divorce rate has become high.
记得我刚出国的那几年。
Just remember the first years when I arrived in U.S.
当时我看到美国这个离婚率比较高。
And that time I saw a pretty high divorce rate in U.S.
那在那个时候中国人很少离婚。
And that time a Chinese few people are divorced.
我常常以为自豪就给美国人讲，看我们中国不像美国人那么离，没过几天就离婚了。
And I feel proud of that the Chinese are better.
但是你现在看看我们中国。
But if you look at the China now.
离婚率就是越来越高。
The divorce rate has become high too.
即使不离婚呢，还有这个婚外情。
If they don't go for the divorce, there's affair.
所以现在包二奶也不稀罕。
The mistress is not something unpopular.
并且这个贪污，这个行贿受贿
，corruptions and bribery，
说假话，做假账
，lies and the false accounting，
还有这个写假论文
，false thesis。
都是习以为常。
And these are pretty common now.
在商学院呢，我常常有机会碰到不少从国内来的学习的这个 MBA 学生。
I am in the school of business, and many times I have chance to interact with the students coming from China to do MBA.
那有一次呢，有一个学生他来找我，就是谈一些有关研究的问题。
And one time a student come to talk to me about some research problems.
他在国内呢是给一家外企查账的公司工作。
And in China he works for a foreign company for auditing functions.
在谈话期间呢就提到国内这个财会账目的问题。
And during our conversation we talk about the accounting and auditing problems in China.
他告诉我说在国内这个做假账的很普遍。
He said that the false accounting is really common in China.
其实大家都在做，如果你不做的话，你就没法生存。
Because everybody is doing it, if you don't do it, you cannot survive.
所以作为他们查账公司来说，有时候也是，睁一只眼闭一只眼。
Even as an auditing company, they have to let some go.
当时我在想，哎呀，这是一个基督徒在这种公司，做，你要是不容易，但是你要作为一个公司老板，如果你是基督徒的话，你该怎么办？
It is difficult for Christians to function in such company. But if you are actually the boss of the company, what should you do?
如果你在那种环境中，如果你要持守信仰，按照圣经教导，来行事为人。
If you in that environment, how can you stick to your faith to behave and act?
可能吗？
Is that possible?
但感谢神，前几天我看到一篇报道。
Thank the Lord that in a few days ago I saw a report.
最近这几年在国内建立了不少有这个基督徒企业家所组成的工商团体。
Actually, in China, there are several entrepreneurship a group that has been established.
他们聚集在一起唱诗赞美神。
They gather together and sing praises to God.
他们按照圣经的教导学习做正直的人。
According to the teaching of the Bible, they try to be an honest man.
诚实守信用
and honest and keep their promises
他们过圣洁的生活
and live a holy life
不做神不喜悦的事
do not do things that do not please God
他们提出三不
they say three no's
不行贿不偷税不报二奶
no bribery no stealing taxes no idolatry
但实际上这样做是不容易的是需要付出代价的
but actually you need to pay if you want to stick to your principles
但是当他们坚持下去的时候，他们就得到神的祝福。
But if you hold on, then they receive God's blessing.
他们的生意呢，会逐渐的稳固的来增长。
And many of their businesses it has continuous growth.
因为他这个，生意呢有坚实的根基。
Because they have a solid foundation.
他经得起危机的考验。
It can go through crisis.
这里我举一个例子。
Let me cite you an example.
这个例子呢，就是这个。森英木冲董事长边树平
and in this the board of the directors Mr. Bian for the 森英 Windows company
对他曾在一个团契与这个圣地签约
he actually in his fellowship he has made a commitment
所以起初当他公开了自己这个信仰基督教的时候呢他们这个公司的股东呢都很高兴
Actually, when he first proclaimed that he's a Christian, the board has become very happy.
因为他们觉得看到这个，他的脾气呢，变得越来越好。
And because the board has seen that he has a good temper now.
但是当他这个就是说，在2007年签下了这个三不合约以后呢，这就是这几个股东呢就对他这个行为表示无法理解。
And actually, the board become say we don't understand you when he signed the three no's commitment in his fellowship.
这股东都说你这不行贿，这个生意该怎么做呢？怎么能做呢
？The board told him that if you do not do bribery, how can you do business in China?
所以在这个他和这股东多次沟通以后，最后没有办法，最后那股东都退出去了。
So after all the communications, many of the board members actually resigned.
所以当他告诉他这个十三个销售经理说这个不行贿的时候这十三个经理说那搞推销不行贿怎么能行那十三个经理全辞职了
and when he told his 13 marketing managers that you cannot do bribery and all of them saying that if I do not do bribery I cannot work so they all of them are resigned
所以没有办法呢他就把公司的所有股票全买下了
so out of no ways that this Mr. Bian has to purchase all the shares
并且他也开始这个就是在整顿公司
and he has to try to tidy up the company
比如说如果一些大的客户你必须要行贿呢他就干脆就不做了
and for the big customers if I have to do bribery then he just give it up
另外这个像出口像自售这些企业不需要行贿呢他就是扩大这方面的这个集中精力去做
and for exports and for the of self-marketing then that don't need bribery then he just focus his energy on that
这个整顿呢第一年就带了这个损失呢$800,000
and actually the sales amount has been declined for $8 million
但是因为他这个不行贿呢他这个成本减少了
Because he doesn't need to use bribery, the cost has reduced.
所以这个利润呢， 就开始增长。
So the profit margin has increased.
所以在2009年经济危机的时候呢，很多他这个同类这个做木窗企业呢，最后都倒下了，因为他扩张呢都倒下了。
And many in the crisis, economy crisis in 2009, many of his competitors has fallen.
但因为他们的公司呢，都是一些比较优质的这个客户，都是出口。
Because his customers are of a more excellent source and about exports.
所以他们在这危机中反而这个活下来。
So during this economic crisis, actually they survive.
并且他这个生意呢，在稳固的在增长。
And have a stable growth.
所以他们要准备上市。
And now actually they are ready for IPO.
但还有一些其他很多的这个见证。
There are many other examples.
这些基督徒企业家的见证呢，也引起了别的一些企业家他们的这个兴趣。
And this Christian entrepreneurship has raised many interest among non-believers.
他们也愿意加入他们团契，了解他们的信仰。
And some of the businessmen is willing to participate in the fellowship and understanding this faith.
所以这篇报道呢，其实也告诉我们说，基督徒是盐呢，放在任何地方都可以发挥盐的作用。
And this report tells us that that we are the salt of the earth, that in every possible place we can be effective.
不要认为说，你出的这个环境呢比较特殊。
We don't have to say that we are in a special environment.
不要说我这个环境太糟糕、太腐败，没有办法发挥影响力。
We don't have to say that my environment is so corrupted. There's no way I can be like a salt of the earth.
如果是盐，你放在任何环境中，你都是盐。
If you are salt, put into any environment, you are still salt.
弟兄姐妹，在你们的工作、学习、生活中有没有腐败？
Brothers and sisters, is there corruptions in your environment?
你有没有发挥盐的这个功用？
Have you been effective as a salt?
你有没有能够抵制腐败，不随波逐流？
Will you be able to resist the corruptions and the not following the common trend?
成为这个基督的精兵。
And you become the soldiers for Christ.
我们再看这个第三个方面，就是耶稣基督告诉我们说我们的盐不能够失味。
The third aspect is that the salt should not lose its saltiness.
我们再来念这个马太福音第五章十三节，说盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面。
In Matthew 5:13, it emphasizes again the effectiveness of saltiness.
所以在中东地区呢，他们使用的盐不是说我们现在这个从海水里面这个提炼的。
In Mid East areas, the salt actually does not come from sea water.
他们是用的这个为蕴藏在这个石头里边的盐。
They actually use the salt in rocks.
他们要用盐的时候呢，首先把这个带盐的石头呢放在水里边。
And they use the rocks to be immersed in water.
然后用这个盐水呢做调味用。
And then use the salty water to be a seasoning.
直到这个石头这个里边这个盐分呢被稀释完了。
And when all the salt in the rocks become diluted.
然后呢就把这盐丢到这个就把这块石头呢丢到这个马路上。
And they throw the rock away.
就用了这个践踏。
And for people to trample on.
所以耶稣呢也用这个例子呢来表示，若我们基督徒呢如果要失去了基督徒的味道。
So Jesus used these examples that say that if we lose our saltiness,
我们再如果我们再没有这个上帝国民这个上帝这子民这个味道
if we do not taste like a holy nation,
我们就会被丢在外边，就被践踏了。
Then we are no longer good and be trampled by man.
这实际上对我们每一个基督徒来说都是一个提醒和警告。
And this is a reminder as well as a warning.
盐之所以是珍贵的。
Salt is precious,
是因为它有调味的功能。
Because it's effective in seasoning.
因为它有防腐的功能。
Because it can resist corruption.
它之所以有这些功能，是因为它有咸味的。
It's because of its saltiness that it can be effective.
如果失去了咸味，也就失去了它的价值。
If it loses its saltiness, it loses its value.
同样的，如果我们基督徒如果没有基督徒的味道
，So Christians, if we do not have the scent of a Christian.
别人在我们身上看不出基督的形象来。
And other cannot see the image of Christ in our life.
我们就失去了这个价值力，
Then we lose our values.
弟兄姐妹，我们希望能够啊，我们每个人能够借此机会能够反省我们自己。
And brothers and sisters, I hope that we can use this opportunity to examine ourselves.
想想我们自己有没有啊丧失这个味道。
To think that have we lost the taste?
说我们身上这个咸味究竟还咸不咸
？Is there still saltiness in our life?
或者是不是这个已经变淡了
？Or actually we are very diluted.
说在这里边呢，我自己列了这个四个标准啊，就是让你来测度一下，看看你自己测度一下，看你自己这个咸味如何。
So I have these four scales for your saltiness.
就说第一个是有咸味。
First is salty.
这个是第二个呢，就说好像对咸味不浓了，变淡了。
You are less salty.
第三个呢，就说还有一点。
It's only a little salty.
第四呢，就是说没有了。
It's not. The fourth is not at all.
那大家想一想，你现在你的这个在这个测试里边，你是属于第几？
Which category do you belong in this saltiness test?
那么基督徒为什么会失去咸味、失去影响呢
？And why does Christian lose their influences and their saltiness?
如果当我们在这个世上越来越忘记入主与主连结，不把主的话放做我们生活准则的时候呢，我们就失去了咸味。
If we forget about our connection with the Lord, do not put God's words into our life principles.
我们有时候不但不会影响这个世界，反而会被这个世界所影响。
Not only you are not going to influence the world, but you will be influenced by the world.
所以我们不要掉以轻心。
That we should be careful.
所以我们要常常亲近神。
We need to be close to God.
我们要学习，我们要研读，我们要思考，我们还要这个应用神的话语。
And we need to learn and study and think and apply God's words in our lives.
这固然不是说好像就是说每天读经祷告啊，参加教会这些聚会啊，就是等于你就越爱主，或者是你对。
Not that you just do read the Bible and prayer or go to the meetings that be says that you actually love the Lord.
但是一个啊正常的基督徒生活就不可能没有这些。
But in another way, that a normal Christian life need to have these aspects.
如果这个基督徒的生活没有对主更大的敬畏，那么对主的话，还有这个圣灵，还有教会有更大顺服的话。
If we do not fear the Lord in our daily life, if we do not follow closely to His words.
对，你对这个就是主的话，这个圣灵的这个权柄，你不顺服的话。
If you do not obey to the authority of God's words,
你拿来的这个能力，属灵的能力，拿来的这个盐的功效
where your spiritual strength or the effectiveness of saltiness can come from,
那你怎么去会影响这个世界
？How can you influence this world?
那么最后呢，我想给大家以一个例子来结束。
I'll give a final example.
就今年一月五号
January 5th this year
在田纳州呢有一个12岁的女孩名叫这个泰勒斯密斯这个女孩呢因肺炎过世
There's a girl died of pneumonia in the state of Tennessee
在她过世
12 years old
在她过世后没有几天
And just a few days after she passed away
她父母在整理她这个衣物的时候呢发现一封这个泰勒呢写给她自己的一封信。
Her parents, when he tidied up her belongings, they find a letter to herself, from this Taylor Smith.
就上面写着呢，就是说，让他这个在上面写着是让他在这个2023年的这个，4月13号打开。
And on the letter, he said that to be opened by herself.At the year of 2023, April 13.
那下面这个写信日期呢，就是说2013年的4月13号写的。
The letter was marked, 2013, April 13.
所以因为他已经过世了，所以他这个父亲就把这信打开了。
But because Taylor has passed away, so the parents opened the letter.
并且放到这个 Facebook 上面。
And the parents put the letter to the Facebook.
结果就是大家就是就是就互相来传阅
，and many people have marked on it，
并且还有许多家的报纸，还有电台的报道
，and this is reported by many newspapers and the TV stations。
这个信呢，就是感动激励了这个成千上万的人。
And this has influenced many, many people.
对，那么他这个信，我们就是来下面就是一些内容的摘录。
There are the extracts from this letter.
他信的开头这样说，他说，亲爱的泰勒。
The letter starts with a dear Taylor.
啊，你现在的生活怎么样？过去的十年生活啊，很简单。
How's life? Life is pretty simple in the 10 years in your past.
我知道对，我对你来说已经迟了。
I know I'm late for you.
但是我还要提前祝贺你已经高中毕业了。
But I am writing this early, so congratulations on graduating from high school.
如果你高中没有毕业的话，你应该继续回去呢，继续努力呢，得到这高中学位。
If you didn't, go back and keep trying, get that degree.
他还说这个，你现在有没有自己的住处？
Do you have your own place to live yet?
他还说，如果我们已经在大学的话，我们学的是什么专业呢？
If we are in college already, what are we majoring?
不过现在呢，我想当一名律师。
Right now, I want to be a lawyer.
但信呢，继续用讲了许多智慧的语言和建议。
And the letter goes on with words of wisdom and advices behind.
都远远超过一个像十二岁这个小女孩的年龄所能表达的。
Behind her 12 years old girl.
他也在信中呢谈到了这个祷告和宣教的重要。
The letter also addresses the importance of prayers and religious missions.
和他父母一样，他也是一个很勇敢虔诚的基督徒。
Like her family, she's a very devout Christian.
他表达了对神的深信。
He expressed the deep faith in God.
他鼓励自己成年以后不要丢弃信仰和宣教。
She encouraged herself when she become older, does not abandon her faith.
在信的最后呢，他说
At the end of the letter, this is what she said.
他说我想就这些了。
Well, I think that's all.
不过请你记得呢，我写这份信呢已经十年过去了。
But remember, it has been 10 years since I wrote this.
事情发生呢有好有坏。
Stuff has happened good and bad.
但这就是生活。
But that's how life is.
你必须要面对它。
You have to go with it.
其实他的家人呢从这个信中呢得到的安慰和鼓励。
而 her family actually get consolation from this letter.
他爸爸说
her father said,
他爸说神接去他呢是神的时间。
It is a God's time to take her away.
神爱他胜过我们爱他。
God love her more than we do.
许多人也许对一个刚失去女孩的这个父亲说这样的话，说不怨神不这个恨神感到惊奇。
A lot of people are probably wondering why it's so easy for fathers who lost his daughter to say so.
但是他说，我能对你说的，现在呢，其实我能告诉大家，就是我现在更加信靠神。
The only thing that the father can say is that right now it's easy for me to trust God.
因为我的小女孩信靠神。
Because my baby girl trusted him.
另外就是透过他的这个遗留的信件，还有许多。其他和这个泰勒这个所熟悉的人的一些这个来信呢
and through her other remaining letters and through other people
他爸爸他就说看到了他爸爸说他看到了许多就是泰勒做了许多别人不知道的事
and her father said that now he knows many things that she did that he originally doesn't know
他在少年团契在学校还有在这个露营
And in youth camp, in youth group, and in some camping,
他用难以想象的方式呢，触摸了许多人的生命。
She touches people's life in ways that's unbelievable.
所以弟兄姐妹，这一个十二岁的小女孩
brothers and sisters, through this 12-year-old girl,
不，她是这个十二岁的小姐妹。
Actually, it's a 12-year-old sister.
她在这个世上只度了只生活了短短的十二年。
She only have 12 years in this earth.
但是她敬畏神，积极的人生态度。
But she fears the Lord and have a positive attitude towards life.
她活泼善良的性格。
And she's lively and she's kind.
她有富有智慧的言语。
She has words of wisdom.
并且与人和睦，爱神爱人的行为。
She's a peacemaker. She loves God and people.
影响了许许多的人。
She influenced many people.
她就是主所说的，是世上的盐。
She has become the salt of the earth, according to Jesus.
愿我们以这个小姐妹为榜样。
that we can follow this sister's model.
能够发挥盐的功用。
We can be effective as salt.
来影响我们周围的人。
That we can influence the people around us.
来影响这个世界。
To influence this world.
能够从现在开始。
And we can start from now.
啊，就从我们今天来开始。
Start from today.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，主啊，谢谢你啊，在罪恶中救赎了我们。
Lord, we thank you for saving us from sin.
谢谢你在万人中拣选了我们。
We thank you for choosing us among all the people.
主啊，你把我们分别出来。
That you separate us from the world.
能够成为你的儿女。
To become the children of God.
能够成为这个世上的盐。
To become the salt of the earth.
你也给了我们有影响这个世界的能力。
That you give us the strength to influence this world.
主啊，求你来帮助我们。
Lord, we ask you to help us.
让我们能够活在这个世上，让我们能够发挥盐的功用。
That we can live in this world and express the saltiness.
让我们不失去盐的咸味。
That we do not lose this saltiness.
主啊，帮助我们把你的话话语藏在我们的心里。
Lord, help us to hide your words in our heart.
把你的话语作为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And may your words to become the lamp in front of our feet and light of the world.
让我们在我们所处的环境能够持守你的信仰。
And in our environment that we can stick to our faith.
能够活出基督的荣耀来。
That we can live out the glory of Christ.
我们这样祷告不配奉救主耶稣基督名求。
We pray such unworthy of Jesus' name.
Amen.